November 11, 2001, the comeback show for Watt. Watt from Pedro show.
nothing too hard. Finally I realized it's every God for himself.
Every God.
Okay. Lot from Pedro Show. Like I said, November 11, 2001. Just got back from tour. Here with Brother Matt at the Wild Kingdom Pleasure Point. DJ Talia, who's going to go early today because she's got work coming up. So we'll have a little bit earlier slot, maybe switch with the spin cycle. That's okay with Brother Matt. Okay. Started out there with John Coltrane. I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? And then Cobra Verde with Every God for Himself. And you just heard Funkadelic with Me and My Folks, You and Your Folks. No, it's the other way around. You and Your Folks, Me and My Folks. Sorry about that. Yeah. I just came back from Hell Ride. 14,000 miles, 52 gigs, 55 days. And it was good. It was with John Terry Show, Jerry Trebicich, and Tom Watson. Jerry's baby, only 6 months old, and came and did that with me, his first tour. He was great. And Thomas, his third tour with me, and of course, he's very key tour mate. Very neat to be with both of them. They helped me out a lot. It was a hard tour for me. You know, I don't have to talk about this current climate and all this. The tour started on the Firecracker Day, and so we made the last gig up in San Francisco Monday, and yeah, that's why I was wearing those dark glasses all tour, so they came off at the end. It was good to put another one under my belt and play some stuff that influenced me a lot from my younger days. That was my 48th. It's only 48 more. So, interesting things happened. Of course, I got the spiel I wrote, Tour Diaries, up on the Hoot page, and you can read those and have some yucks. And I should go through those things and proofread. I see the most retarded errors because I'm writing them in real time, you know. So when I get some time, I'll do that. Things are pretty full for me. I'm playing to catch up and all that. And, of course, I got right back to my peddling and feel very grateful to be able to still come back to my town and ride my bike and breathe Pedro air. Even though there's some weird things happened while I was gone, the water's still here, the rocks, the pelicans, loudmen, crabs, all those neat things. So I feel very fortunate. Let's see, you probably want to know what I want to do next. Well, I'm going to make a record for April, and then I'll be back out on tour in the spring. But I have other things, too. We have a little pit. We're going to play some little pit later. In fact, I played some songs on the tour, which were neat. I got some, huh? Yeah, I did. I played some songs. In fact, I got called the other day for some benefit for Flipside, and me and Georgie are going to do a duet of 10 minutes of Minuteman stuff at the El Rey on the 9th of December. And I got some Hell Ride and Banyan gigs coming up with Perkins. And in fact, in February, some Banyan with the Olympics thing in Park City and all that, Utah. And, yeah, that's in February and stuff. They want to take a trailer and a van, and I have to talk them out of this because it's insane with the snow and all this. So my debating skills will be brought to fore. Okay, some more tunage. What from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
vibrations.
It's not a poem here, but it's something. It's the first concert I've played alone, really, in New York. And there's a fellow out in Brooklyn State Hospital. His name is Woody Guthrie. And Woody is really sort of more than a folk singer. He's really something else. More than a folk singer, and there's this book coming out that's doing, dedicating it to him, and they asked me to write something about Woody, sort of like, what does Woody Guthrie mean to you in 25 words? And I couldn't do it. I wrote out 5 pages, and I have it here. It's I have it here by accident, actually. but I'd like to say this out loud. So this is my feelings towards Woody Guthrie. Cannot really be told in how many records of his I buy or this kind of thing. It's a lot more than that, actually. So if you can sort of roll along with this thing here. This is called Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie. When your head gets twisted and your mind grows numb, when you think you're too old, too young, too smart, or too dumb, when you're lagging behind and losing your pace in a slow-motion crawl or life's busy race, no matter what you're doing, if you start giving up, if the wine don't come to the top of your cup, if the wind got you sideways with one hand holding on and the other starts slipping and the feeling is gone, and your train engine fire needs a new spark to catch it, and the wood's easy finding, but you're lazy to fetch it, and your sidewalk starts curling and the street gets too long, and you start walking backwards though you know that it's wrong, and lonesome comes up as down goes the day, and tomorrow's morning seems so far away, and you feel the reins from your pony are slipping, and your rope is a-sliding because your hands are dripping, and your sun desert and evergreen valleys turn to broken down slums and trash can alleys, and your sky cries water and your drain pipes are pouring, and the lightning's a-flashing, and the thunder's a-crashing, and the windows are rattling and breaking, and the rooftops are shaking, and your whole world is slamming and banging, and your minutes of sun turn to hours of storm, and to yourself you sometimes say, I never knew it was going to be this way, why didn't they tell me the day I was born? And you start getting chills, and you're jumping from sweat, and you're looking for something you ain't quite found yet, and you're knee-deep in dark water with your hands in the air, and the whole world's watching with a window peak stare, and your good gal leaves, and she's long gone a-flying, and your heart feels sick like fish when they're frying. And your jackhammer falls from your hands to your feet, but you need it badly and it lays on the street. And your bell's dangling loudly, but you can't hear its beat. And you think your ears might have been hurt, or your eyes have turned filthy from the slight binding dirt. And you figured you failed in yesterday's rush, and you were faked out and fooled while facing a four flush. And all the time you're holding 3 queens. It's making you mad, it's making you mean, like in the middle of Life magazine bouncing around a pinball machine. And there's something on your mind that you want to be saying that somebody someplace ought to be hearing. But it's trapped on your tongue, sealed in your head, and it bothers you badly when you're laying in bed. And no matter how you try, you just can't say it, and you're scared to your soul you just might forget it. and your eyes get something from the tears in your head, and your pillows and feathers turn to blankets of lead, and the lion's mouth opens, and you're staring at his teeth, and his jaws start closing with you underneath, and you're flat on your belly with your hands tied behind, and you wish you'd never taken that last detour sign. You say to yourself, just what am I doing? On this road I'm walking, on this trail I'm turning, on this curve I'm hanging, on this pathway I'm strolling, in the space I'm taking, in this air I'm inhaling. Am I mixed up too much, or mixed up too hard? Why am I walking? Where am I running? What am I saying? What am I knowing on this guitar I'm playing? On this banjo I'm freeling, on this mandolin I'm strumming, in the song I'm singing, in the tune I'm humming, in the words that I'm thinking, in the words I'm writing. In this ocean of hours I'm all the time drinking. Who am I helping? What am I breaking? What am I giving? What am I taking? But you try with your whole soul best never to think these thoughts, and never to let them kind of thoughts gain ground or make your heart pound. But then again, you know when they're around, just waiting for a chance to slip and drop down. Because sometimes you hear them when the nighttime come creeping, and you fear they might catch you sleeping. And you jump from your bed from the last chapter of dreaming, and you can't remember for the best you're thinking if that was you in the dream that was screaming. And you know that's something special you're needing. You know there's no drug that'll do for the healing, and no liquor in the land to stop your brain from bleeding. You need something special. You need something special, all right. You need a fast-flying train on a tornado track to shoot you someplace and shoot you back. You need a cyclone wind on a steam engine howler that's been banging and booming and blowing forever that knows your troubles 100 times over. You need a greyhound bus that don't bar no race and won't laugh at your looks, your voice, or your face, and by a number of bets in the book will be rolling long after the bubblegum craze. You need something to open up a new door to show you something you've seen before but overlooked 100 times or more. You need something to open your eyes. You need something to make it known that it's you and no one else that owns that spot that you're standing, that space that you're sitting, that the world ain't got you beat. It ain't got you licked. It can't get you crazy no matter how many times you might get kicked. You need something special, all right. You need something special to give you hope. But hope's just a word that maybe you said, maybe you heard on some windy corner around a wide-angle curve. But that's what you need, man, and you need it bad. And your trouble is you know it too good because you look and you start getting the chills because you can't find it on a dollar bill. And it ain't on Macy's windowsill. And ain't on real rich kid's road map, and ain't made in no fat kid's fraternity house, and ain't made in no Hollywood wheat germ, and ain't on that dim-lit stage with that half-wit comedian on it, ranting and raving and taking your money, and you think it's funny. Now you can't find it, and ain't in the seats of the supper club, and sure as hell you're bound to tell, no matter how hard you rub, you just ain't gonna find it on your ticket stub. No, it ain't in the rumors people are telling you, and ain't in the pimple lotion people are selling you, and ain't in the cardboard box house or down in your movie star's blouse. And you can't find it on the golf course, and Uncle Remus can't tell you, and neither can Santa Claus. And ain't in the cream puff hairdo or cotton candy clothes. Ain't in the dime store dummies and bubblegum goons. And ain't in the marshmallow noises or the chocolate cake voices that come knocking and tapping and Christmas wrapping. Saying, ain't I pretty? Ain't I cute? Look at my skin. Look at my skin shine. Look at my skin glow. Look at my skin laugh. Look at my skin cry. When you can't even sense if they got any insides, these people so pretty in their ribbons and bows. Now you'll not now, no other day, find it on the doorsteps made of paper mache. And inside with the people made of molasses that every other day buy a new pair of sunglasses. And they in the 50-star generals and flipped-out phonies who turn you in for a tenth of a penny, who breathe and burp and bend and crack, and before you can count from 1 to 10, do it all over again, but this time behind your back, my friend. The ones that wheel and deal and whirl and twirl and play games with each other in the sandbox world. You can't find it either in the no-talent fools that run around gallant and make all the rules, so the ones that got talent. And ain't the ones that ain't got any talent but think they do and think they're fooling you. The ones that jump on the wagon just for a while because they know it's in style, to get the kicks, get out of it quick, and make all kinds of money and chicks. And you yell to yourself and you throw down your hat saying, Christ, do I got to be like that? Ain't there no one here that knows where I'm at? Ain't there no one here that knows how I feel? Good God Almighty, that stuff ain't real. No, but that ain't your game. It ain't your race. You can't hear your name. You can't see your face. You got to look some other place. And where do you look for this hope that you're seeking? Where do you look for this lamp that's burning? Where do you look for this oil well gushing? Where do you look for this candle that's glowing? Where do you look for this hope that you know is there and out there somewhere? And your feet can only walk down 2 kinds of roads. Your eyes can only look through 2 kinds of windows. Your nose can only smell 2 kinds of hallways. You can touch and twist and turn 2 kinds of doorknobs. You can either go to the church of your choice or you go to Brooklyn State Hospital. You find God in the church of your choice. You find Woody Guthrie in Brooklyn State Hospital. And though it's only my opinion, I may be right or wrong, you find them both in Grand Canyon, sundown.
That was the Dicks with No Fucking War. And before that, Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie by Bobby Dylan off the Tarantula thing. On Every Other Street, Cabaret Voltaire starts off. Walk from Pedro show. Comeback show from Door. November 11, 2001 at Wild Kingdom, located at the Pleasure Point. Here, Brother Matt's. Remember you wrote me that little spiel sheet once I had that.
Yeah. Oh, it's hanging there on the mic stand.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Walk from Pedro show on the Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in San Pedro. So, I've got my script right. Okay, one of the guys' pads I stayed at on tour in Austin, which is was a good gig towards the end there. You really realize in the fall I go clockwise. So Texas and that stuff, I get it then. But it gets I get them on the first in spring when I go counterclockwise, Arizona, New Mexico. So those people got my voice all beat up. I mean, it held for like 35, 37 gigs. And then started to get a little hoarse there. I got to use some new kind of therapies, I think. But it held out for a long time, but in the 40s there, yeah, it got intense. Anyway, one of the guys' pads we stayed at on tour there in Austin was Spot, buddy from the old days. And here's from his 10-inch Other Isms.
The nick of time is just where the axe blade hits the tree. That stupid 70s band didn't have a clue about the dust in the wind. It was sawdust. The same grind that used to make barn dancing fun. Back in the days when an Irish fiddler could crank out a hell of a set of reels, and the red-haired girls lifted their skirts proudly because they knew what their feet were connected to. This, when a jig was a jig, and a hornpipe made the floor rattle under the hard shoes of the Donegal champion. This, when a real banjo had four strings. Before it all degenerated into inbred bluegrass, religion, and a girl couldn't lift her skirts at all. America, America, searching for alternatives, and the world lurches forward like a drunken cafe singer.
Thank you.
Whoa. Okay, that was a big jam. Did you get a big bump on there? Sorry about that. That was Big Jam, a spot in his removal or other isms. That's what it should be called, I guess, from 5 years ago. And what were you saying, Brother Matt? He thought it was jamming.
Yeah.
Spot's an interesting man. God, he doesn't conk till like 6 in the morning, and you know. So, but we got to rap a little bit and stuff. There's a new book, but he's not in it. I don't know. Maybe he is. Yeah, he is. I know Carducci is. And Ian. God, who else? But it's on Hardcore. It's called some Hardcore. it's funny. It's talking about the old days, but not really so much Hollywood scene, you know, the Black Flag on, and also other towns, New York City and D.C., and like I said, Ian's in a lot, but he even talks about the L.A. scene a lot, and I have Spiel in there. What is it called? Hardcore? America's Hardcore. I'm embarrassed. God, I can't. Steve Blush wrote it. I'll tell you next show. I'll have it a little more together. Ah, embarrassing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I dig it a lot. Okay, here's some Jay Watt from the Hedro Show.
Jump out, I always wonder what it is that gets me about. Just
Okay, Peg Legas is there with Blind Date and Son. Before that, the Groover T-Rex, my first gig, 1971, seeing T-Rex, Long Beach Auditorium, with D. Boone and his pop.
His
pop's from Nebraska, you know. And via Bakersfield, that was intense. He was a sweet man, though. He passed away in April, and kind of a surrogate pop for me. We're going over here, but anyway, before T-Rex... Dinosaur Jr. J, he's doing acoustic gig. He's better with the back. He's healing up good, and maybe I'll be doing some gigs with him soon, I think. We're and in the first hour of the Watt for Peter show, November 11, 2001. Get ready for the second hour. Okay, you're listening to hour two of Watt for Peter show, November 11, 2001. Wild Kingdom Radio live at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro. Gray day. It rained on me while I was pedaling this morning, Sunday. I had a chat with my mom. My little sister Marilyn was there too. And spieling about things. I told them, well, Marilyn, my mom already heard, but I went to Monticello and that was a neat place to be. I'm going to play you some Pedro music here. We'll perk on the drums and where's the. Leo's from Moscow on clarinet. Here's the band where I first started playing stand-up bass, Lil Pitt. And after that, we're going to have DJ Talia with her pre-work wail. All right.
Bird
flying high, you know what I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling
thank you.
put the record on the record players. Players for your lovable little furry pal Grover. Furry pal Grover.
When physical state conserves energy. The secret is to let your mind slowly take control of your body, relaxing it part by part. Negative thinking saps the energy and flags the spirit. By using your willpower, you can direct the workings of your mind, create an inner tranquility and calm. Uncontrolled emotions, when the body governs the mind, prevent us from thinking clearly and solving our problems intelligently. A disorderly mind wanders at random, dwelling on memories and anxiety. You can train your mind to concentrate only on the present, to realize that the past is gone, and the future will come as surely as the sun rises and casts its warm glow of renewed hope. Through discipline, we can strengthen our mental attitude to become detached, but not estranged from our problems. This discipline helps us become more objective. The problems which once seemed insurmountable become easier to handle. We gain strength, vision, and inner harmony to make life more meaningful, particularly in time of crisis. To start relaxing, first remove or loosen any tight or heavy clothing. Then, lie on your back with your arms and legs loosely apart. Turn your palms upward with fingers loose. Now, close your eyes. Stretch out to your full length. Breathe in deeply through your nostrils and raise your arms over your head. Hold your breath and stretch from head to toe. Stretch like a cat.
Thank you.
All right. DJ Talia has to go to work. I got to queue up the Stooges thing here. Where's the... Just sorry for the downtime. Anyway, here the Watt from Pedro show on Wild Kingdom Radio live at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro, Cali, planet Earth. Still in one piece. She put the little pin
right there,
without the sleeve. All right, here's some Stooges.
Get that bomb set on the stage. Yeah, do it before I fucking come out. You want me to pull your chain? Come on, let me pull your chain. How I eat some pussy. Thank you.
Okay, Watt from Pedro show. Oops. See you, Eggster. That's Stooges 1973 Live Whiskey Go Go with She Creatures Hollywood. Before that, DJ Talia, The Blues Session. And now, Brother Matt with Spin Cycle.
Yeah, I got something kind of special to start off with, which I don't know if you even heard yet. This is something by one of my favorite guitar players and favorite bass player. This is Watt with Carlos Guitarlos here on Wild Kingdom Radio.
karma.
Hip hoppers,
Buster.
Bye.
2001 here on the Watt for Pedro show, Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in that neat town of Cali, Pedro. A comeback show from tour for Watt, recovering, trying to put a slowdown on his momentum fit. Get ready, hour three. Hit the button, Brother Matt. All right. Third hour of the Walk from Pedro show, November 11, 2001.
Rock him a seat. Rock him a seat.
Get in the flow, and you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintain to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhymes that blaze and engrave deepest x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing bomb, but no alarm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Self-esteem, making super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the mission, fighting and falling. Brothers try, another die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Digging through my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking, you were first. Let's travel at beneficent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets and spores of balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow and consist the all. This is a lesson if you get to let it ball in. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey.
Keep following,
Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey.
Lifetime mission, vision of prison. I listen. In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd says so dance. Cuts rip your pants, every beat on the blade bleeding to death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. As soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone. By showing and proving and letting ours be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree? You say never? Then follow me. From century to century, you remember me in history. Not a mystery or memory.
I call
by nature, mind raised in nature. Since you was tricked, I have to raise you. From the cradle to the grave. But remember, you're not a slave. The rules were here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see it because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, reveal my name. I guess somebody told you a little now it's dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you get to the following. Hurry, hurry, step right up, keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. 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 Follow the leader.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a random rapper, your rhymes are minute-made. I'll be here when it fade, and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow, because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I rock him, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speak, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's a roller stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said, dig him, I never dug him. He couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own faces to face it. Erase the change of tone, it's one R in the alphabet. It's a one-letter word, and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Every beat be easy on the flex. I've been from state to state, follow a tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant, clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your name this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to act. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuss create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey.
Keep following.
Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, 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 Rock Kimmersey.
Rock Kimmersey.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey.
Follow the leader,
Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader, Rock Kimmersey. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Well, actually, the best thing is to start at the top and just work your way up.
Fantastic. Oh, I'll be paid for this. Let me talk about... Can I talk specifically about your sexuality? And feel free to come out of line and tell me and we'll just use on. But obviously there's speculation.
I'll tell you if it's relevant.
Okay. There's speculation always in the press about you, what you do, what you get involved with, who you get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Your affairs with men have been detailed quite lovingly, perhaps inaccurately, by the press. And obviously your marriage and your relationship with Warren Beatty recently was great fodder for the tabloids. They loved it. And now there's speculation as well about your involvement with women.
Right.
Do you find sex with men preferable to sex with women? Or?
Yes.
Do you enjoy sex with women as well?
Do you want me to? Whatever you want.
Yeah, I think I quite like the idea.
Okay.
That's
Well, you know, people have always accused me of being a sort of raving nymphomaniac, and they said things that I did with men that weren't true, and they said things that I did with women that aren't true. I'm very intrigued by bisexuality and homosexuality. That doesn't mean that I necessarily experience it. And I don't think it's relevant. And if people say, oh, she sleeps with women, I don't bother to deny it because I don't think it matters. It's really, who cares? I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, so I'm not going to go around like, oh God, that's not true, that's not true. So, I mean, I don't think it's relevant.
Do you think that perhaps there's even that there's a positive side to people reading this into your life, insofar as if there were people out there who are perhaps a performer, a famous person who's gay, who is open about that it makes it so much easier?
Absolutely.
For
I think that gays need to have more role models, people who are in powerful positions coming out and saying, I'm gay. I think that would be very helpful. Absolutely.
Let me talk something else about the book, which occurred to me when I was looking at it, which is, there's been much talk about whether it's erotica or pornography, and, you know, I think that's far too muddy water to get into. I don't know, I think it's a personal thing, you draw the line where you will on that. But traditionally, yes. I think, men often use photographs of that type, and I assume women as well, in an aid for masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
In general. Has that occurred to you that the book would be used in that way, and is that something that you've dwelt on?
It's occurred to me, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
Were there any times when you were doing the photographs when you think, well, this one will work?
No, not necessarily. It's too hard. It's like, that's like if I was writing a song, and while I was writing I was going, wow, this one's going to really go over your head. Be that way when you're being creative. I think it kills the creative process if you're too outside of yourself, looking at yourself saying, wow, this is really going to have this kind of an effect.
I read a quote from you, which is slightly different subject, but it's close to me.
I hope it's true.
Well, I hope so as well, but tell me, well, you said, pussy rules the world.
Huh.
You say that?
More or less, yeah.
And you also
it's
said...
It's meant to be, you know.
Slightly ironical.
Exactly.
But with a point.
Exactly.
I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Okay.
But you also said, I believe, that you wouldn't want to have a penis. Although, this is the same quote, Michael, although you said you had a dick in your brain.
Right.
What exactly does that mean? And
it means that I have, I think everyone possesses feminine and masculine traits, and I feel if strength and vision and a certain kind of dominant behavior is synonymous with masculinity, which I think it is in our society, then I have those qualities. I have masculine traits in my head, so it's not necessary to have the actual physical apparatus.
One other thing that's come up about the book, one other interesting thought that someone's expressed to me, is that in a way it's almost like it's like a historical document in a way. It's almost as if you are preserving yourself in your prime. You're revealing more of yourself than ever before, or perhaps you ever will again.
I guess you could say that about anybody who does a movie at whatever age they are when they're young. Was Marilyn Monroe preserving herself in her prime when she did Something Like It Hot? Is Michelle Pfeiffer preserving herself in her prime when she did Batman 2? I mean, what does that mean? Young, beautiful body is forever preserved on screen.
Oh, certainly, but you're actually going a bit further than doing like yet another acting role. You're doing something which you've never done before and you may never do again.
Well, I'm playing characters, and because I think that I look good with my clothes off and I like my body right now, I cast myself in those characters. Maybe if I hadn't done the book now, and 20 years from now I would have done the book, I would have hired some models to do it.
Do you think perhaps that you will be someone who will challenge this kind of taboo of like women losing their sexuality or not being seen as sexual animals as much when they get past their 40 or 40?
Yes, I think that not only do we suffer from racism and sexism and things like that, but we also suffer from ageism, and that is that once you reach a certain age, you're not allowed to be adventurous, you're not allowed to be sexual, you know, and I think that's rather hideous. And I mean, a lot of people have said, oh, it's so pathetic, or what is she going to do? I hope she's not still doing that in 10 years. I mean, who cares? What if I am? I mean, is there a rule? I mean, what, are you supposed to just die when you're 40? I mean, and that's basically what everyone wants people to do, and I think it's stupid. You're just supposed to just kind of, you know, put yourself out to pasture.
A sweet birdie with blue eyes asked, who are your three favorite contemporary writers? I answered, Charles Bukowski, and Charles. Somebody asked, what do you think of Norman Mailer? I told them that I didn't think about Norman Mailer. And then I asked, doesn't anybody have a beer? There was this silence, this continuing silence. And the class and the prof looked at me, and I looked at them. And then the sweet birdie with the blue eyes asked, "Won't you read us one of your poems?" And then that's when I got up and walked out. I left them in there with their prof, and I walked down through the campus, glancing at the young girls, their hair, their legs, their eyes, their behinds. They all look so good, I thought, but they're going to grow up into nothing and something but trouble. Suddenly, I braced myself against a tree and began puking. "Look at that old man," a sweet birdie with brown eyes said to a sweet birdie with green eyes. "He's really fucked up." The truth at last. I start drinking before you people were born. I'll be drinking after I bury you. That's a fucking unreasonable statement, isn't it? Yeah. I wish you were. You'd love to see me die. Just puke my face. It's all right. It's okay, I understand. Let's go. I am a reasonable man. I had flown 1,000 miles to see her at her request, quote, just for old time's sake, unquote. We'd had the night together, and now it was breakfast in this Arizona cafe. Nice, quiet place, the sun coming in on the red and white checkered tablecloth. She said, "I can't eat." The tears were dripping down her face. "I'll finish your breakfast," I told her. "No use wasting it." She straightened her back, inhaled, and screamed. The waitress and the fry cook came running out. "Is everything all right?" the waitress asked. "Oh, yes," I answered. They both went in back and watched us through the serving window. Across from me, her tears were still coming. "Have a bite of bacon," I told her. "You'll feel better." "Shut up," she said. "Just shut up." "Look," I told her, "I'll leave today." "Let's try one more night," she said. "We can talk." I finished her breakfast, paid, and we left. That night we drank and talked and then slept. About 3 a.m. I awakened, howling in pain. She had grabbed my balls and yanked. "You crazy bitch," I said. "What's the matter with you?" "You didn't fuck me. You didn't fuck me," she said. I got up and began dressing. "What are you doing?" she asked. Doing. I pulled my pants up. "I'm going to catch a cab to the airport." I sat down and began putting my shoes on. Then she was out of the bed and in between my knees, unzipping me. "I want you to stay," she said. bending her head toward my center. I want you to stay, she said. All right, I said. All right, I said. You know, it's hard to talk while that's going on. All right, I said, as a summer moon came through the curtains, just for old time's sake.
All right, Watt from Pedro Show. November 11, 2001. It's a Sunday. I had a chat with my ma this morning, my sister Marilyn. Did I already say that? Yeah. Yeah, Alzheimer's. Anyway, the sun is finally coming through in Pedro. It's been gray all day. That was just a former San Pedro resident. Well, I guess he's permanent. He's planted. The north, yeah, town here at Green Hills, Mr. Henry Chinaski, Charles Bukowski, with an excerpt from Hostage, something he did in, when was that? 1980, at the Sweetwater, Redondo Beach, yep.
Condos.
Yeah, it's Condos now. Brother Matt with me alongside for Essential Aid. Before Mr. Bukowski, we had a 1992 interview with Madonna in England with the English guy talking or asking. And we started it off with Eric B. and Rakim. When was that done? That's from a bit ago, huh?
Oh, yeah.
1988. So, some older stuff. Something just came out here in Pedro. It's a compilation that Craig Ibarra put out of all Pedro bands. What's it called? Trescophobia?
Yeah, something like that. Let's see. I just saw it.
Yeah, Fear of 13 in Greek. Craig Ibarra put this together, a bunch of bands. I got together with Adam Gaxiola, a neighbor of Brother Matt's here, and Jerry Trebatich, who played drums for the John and Terry Show. And we did a Stooges song called Down on the Streets.
Around now, I'm a real old man. two, one, two, three.
Pedro show was Mr. John Cale live in I think Holland somewhere. Before that was me and Jay doing what we do is Secret of Germ song. It was a Germs tribute with Thurston did something with Flea and Mike D and stuff. Before that we go speed row. Stooges down on the street. I'm going to play you here a New Alliance 45. New Alliance was the label me and D. Boonstar with Martin Timbervich and Steve Stain. who had a solo album, The Brain Feels No Pain. I came back with the groups shortly after that. They had two names. It was called What Makes Donna Twirl. But then they were, I think he wanted to change the name to What Slender Young Leaders. But he soon left for San Diego, and doing work there, helping people get across the borders. Well, not Coyote so much. He's working an intense thing to get people in so they can make a living. Not Coyote, though. He's an intense dancer at the old Minutemen gigs. He used to do a puppet dance that was pretty incredible. It would span the swathe of the whole room, you know?
Pre Malkovich.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He was quite a unique person, like a lot in the old scene. Anyway, here's a song from What Makes Donna Twirl. It's called Sensitive Strong, here on the Watt from Pedro Show, Wild Kingdom Radio, live at the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point, Pedro.
nerve me. Well, I hate work. I'm a mailroom clerk. Oh, Linda! Stop me from making mistakes. But you nerved me. Me!
the spotlight on Mr. Ray Brown, as he does a very beautiful arrangement of The Very Thought of Him.
Thank you, Mr. Ray Brown. That was Ray Brown with Milt Jackson's band there. He's the Milt Jackson Quintet. Teddy Edwards was on the tenor, although I don't know if he played there. It's mainly Ray. I have a book that he wrote. Well, Kira let me have it, in fact. From my 50s, he wrote on how to play stand-up. That's why I used to learn that. Still a long way to go. It's a very hard machine. And as you get older, my hands... Well, you know, that's why I went to the little bass live, because my stretches aren't as good. Before that, Feely's with... Everybody's Got Something to Hide, except for me and my monkey, a John Lennon song. Speaking of cancer, you said something, Brother Matt? George Harrison, right?
Oh, yeah. George.
Yesterday, Ken Kesey died yesterday. Ken Kesey, author of What Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Probably a lot of people have seen the movie. Read the book, because he was very angry at the people who made the movie. Even sued the producers for not putting forth the viewpoint of the Indian cat enough. He thought that should be the perspective. But, you know, you get the middlemen. It's so good if you have a gig where you can report directly to the boss and not have the middle midgets dick leeching off your labors or whatever, fruits,
information,
plucking, doing the little pluck.
Misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah.
Get it right from
the Pluckabees. Before that was Possum Dixon, a Silver Lake band with the Nerve. Silver Lake, I'm going to be there at Spaceland on the 12th of December for benefit for the Sea Shepherds. They help the whales along. And I'm going to be there too on the 9th with the Madonna Bees, opening up for somebody. No, on the 8th. The 9th, I'm with Georgie at the El Rey doing a little memory row, looking out my back door, dancing. I feel like I'm dancing. We started with Steve Staines, so What Makes Donald Twirl, or What Slender Young Leaders, if you prefer that name, Sensitive Strong. Here's the Mekons with Stay Cool.
Power cuts.
The Mutants, San Francisco band from the 70s. The band that had a song called New Drug. Huey Lewis and the Wave. You know, whatever. Went and did it. And, you know, because of the right clothes and whatever. And those great 80s New Wave sensibilities. Bum rushed them big time. Anyway, Message to the World. Before that, Mekons, Stay Cool, which is, I guess, my message to the world. Did I say the name of that song Ray Brown did the bass solo on? The Very Thought of You. Nat King Cole did a great version of that, too.
I believe so.
But with the words. Anyway, this is November 11, 2001 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Wild Kingdom Radio live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point. Pedro helped me along the way, Mr. Brother Matt, with the spin cycle. DJ Talia earlier with her, what you call the blue session. BLU, though. And before she had to go to the women's shelter. We'll be back next week, Brother Matt says. So that's happened. To everybody out there, see you next time. Keep an open heart.